Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. And this is Scott with Peter. Peter, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Scott. It's great to be here. Nice to see you, and very nice to see Jay. I haven't seen him since he's been off ill, and you're
good
looking
to see you
good,
too,
Jay.
Peter. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and I, we've been through a lot with our health and stuff like that, so it's great to get over that and be here and do the show.
Yes. And we've got lights announcing your arrival, and so everything's working well. And you're looking better every time I see you.
I meant to say that earlier.
Jay's been through a war or two or three, and he's looking really good now. Really healthy.
I'm feeling a lot better now.
You know, it's sort of a wonder in a way. I mean, you know, we detest the thought of dialysis probably forever and ever and ever, and. But then the rejuvenation part's got to make a big difference, too.
It sure does, definitely. You know, I've been on dialysis for just over a month now. Well, actually, I started at St. Mike's during the summer, at the end of August. Mm-hmm. So I think through all those treatments, that's definitely made me feel a lot better. Much more energy now, and it's so great to be back at the radio station.
Yeah.
And get back to doing the things I like to do.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you, too. As much as I like learning this, and I have to learn it anyway, but... just to know there's somebody can come on side and be there and take over and all that kind of stuff when necessary is everything. It's going to take me a while before I can get to where I can do that anyway. So not to worry, but glad you're here. And glad you're here too, Peter.
Oh, such an honor. I was just in the area. I thought I'd drop in.
Well, that's great. And it's a good thing you did, because the other people who were supposed to have dropped in 15, 20 minutes ago are not here.
Yeah.
We have multiple confusion going on today, and I don't know what it is, but it started about 7:30 for me when I learned somebody was lost in the city, and that was guest number one. And then I got a notification from guest number two, Jeff, saying that, aren't you going to pick me up? And I said, well, Jeff, I just got a text earlier saying that you were going to meet me here. He meant I should meet him at home.
Oh.
Anyway, that's all to say that we're here, we're ready, and, you know, we believe that whatever goes is supposed to go. So Peter, Jay, and myself are going to start, and by the time we end, we'll probably have four or five people in here. Anyway, for now, Peter, I'll kind of focus on you. We're still working on this part of our program that really tells us that we want to find a way to stay current with our lives, so... You know, we have a problem, we fix it, as opposed to in the old days, we'd mull it over for a while, then bury it. And, after 30, 40 years of all the different things we do or did, we end up, a little smarter, but emotionally a little bit curious, we might say, and probably sick in many cases, because the baggage is so heavy, it's hard to move because of it. And with it, it's hard to move as well. So,
Scott, yeah. I gotta tell you something kind of funny.
Not a joke already.
No, it's not a joke. I was talking to Scott yesterday about having a problem with seeing someone on social media that was affecting me. And Scott said, well, you really have to pray about that and see what's going on. But actually, I just... unfriended the person, so I'm not going to see their posts anymore, so I won't be upset.
How did you come with that realize? Funny, we talked all about this last night, and I never even thought of that. So, well, why are you looking at it? Why are you searching for something that's going to make you upset?
It would come up on my other friends.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I'm not a friend, anyway, yeah. So that was my solution.
So that's the solution. Well, we just have another fella coming in the door, and his name is Jeff, and
Jeff, come on,
he's going to round it out here. He's the one I told you about who not messed me up. I messed him up, I think. But anyway, it's all straightened out. He's here. He's going to tell us his story as soon as he comes and sits down. But no rush for that. Anyway, welcome, Jeff.
Welcome. Thank you.
Say hello to my friend Peter and my friend Jay over here.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello,
hey,
guys.
Jeff.
Welcome.
Good seeing you.
Hey. Good to see you, too.
Can you hear me?
Doesn't he look good?
He does.
No, Jeff, not you.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
You look good, too.
We're tanned.
Yeah, you had a good trip, right?
Very nice.
That's right, California. I forgot all about that. You know, you get into 2 or 3 days later, it's like it never happened. Actually, Jeff and I were in California for, I guess, almost 8 days, but it seemed like a long time while we were there, and of course, as soon as you've left, it's over, and it never happened, you know? Except he got a little more tan anyway, but no, it was great. It was great. We walked the seashores for 7 days straight, put on 36 miles, which is like 79,275 steps or something like that. So my Fitbit said. So anyway, Jeff, we're talking about staying current with a program, you know, a program for life. We believe that's what Sharing the Burden's all about. It's about just living a balanced life that takes spirituality, practicality, things that are important to us in every aspect of life and brings them together with a simple way to carry them out, as long as we sort of follow that. And many people think it's something to be used to cure a particular problem, which will never come back, and that's just not the case. So, I don't think you have this problem so much as others maybe who have developed, serious addictions or compulsions over the years. But to keep yourself up to date, in other words, when things happen, you know, are you normally, one who looks after that right away and finds a way to fix it, or do you leave it alone for a while, or does it get buried, and are you getting better at not burying it, or where are you at?
Well, I'm actually a very good procrastinator, so I don't jump in and fix. I'm the opposite. My wife, she does that more, but we are opposites, and I actually hold back. I find even in work situations, sometimes by holding back, a problem can clear itself up. You just have to give it a couple of days because there's a process of someone else doing something and then another person or institution doing something else, and then it works through. But if I jump in and try and fix it, it messes it up. So that's my scenario usually. I rarely jump in and try and fix unless I thought it was an immediate accident that needed something. But most of the time, no, I procrastinate. I'm a fairly bad procrastinator, I admit.
I hear you. And you have a backup system, though, because you have somebody who's the opposite, as you say. And she is, and she's a great gal. I mean, she can organize just about anything, but, don't trip her up, kind of thing.
No comment.
But she had everything on tap down there in California. I must say, we knew what we were going to do, and Jeff and I really didn't have to think much. We just had to go out and walk for a while. The rest was sort of taken care of. So, good deal. Anyway, we're back here in Canada, old Canada. Jay, when we're talking about this kind of a subject, and I know you've been around this program for years now, just by virtue of being with me on the radio. And we're working on this step that says we take a look at things as they happen, and to the best of our ability, we clear them up. In your normal life, are you one who looks after things? Are you like Jeff, a bit of a procrastinator? Are you like Peter, someone who just won't say anything about anything?
I think I'm a little bit of both, yeah, a little bit of, yeah, keeping things in and procrastinator. So,
those
are some things I could probably work on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the solutions that I find, and this is because I can procrastinate as well as anybody, is if I put it in my calendar and I keep repeating, I'll put it in every day until it bothers me so much, I've either got to pretend I never saw it and delete it, or else I've got to do something about it, you know, and I don't know, but I have to have that. Otherwise, and I won't delete it. I'll just keep going. I might find a way around it at the end, but I've got to give it the time it needs. And man, what a relief when something like that is handled. It's been hanging around there forever. So
I do that. The same. I put it in my, I took a long time to start using a phone calendar, but then or the cell phone. So now I do actually very. I don't have any other day timer. I used to have a full day timer. Now I don't. So I put it in the calendar, but then I find, as a procrastinator, I see it come up today, and then I think, oh, I don't have time, or something else is more important, and I push it out, maybe a day, maybe till next week. And that's where I do that. I actually have it in the calendar. But then, as Scott just said, it pushes out if I don't prioritize something, that specific thing. If I don't, yeah, then it goes out further. And then, as he said, it may not even happen. So that's the procrastination.
That's funny. Well, we'll have a quick look at the verses and so on that reference this step for this week. But I think before we do that, we should take a break, and then we'll be able to go for a good shot before we take our next break. So, folks, Scott here at Sharing the Burden. I'm live with Jeff, Peter, and Jay, our producer. He's teaching me some things, by the way, and I'm a slow learner, so he's going to be teaching me for a long time. And when he's not teaching me, he'll probably be doing this anyway. So, anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in about minute and a half. Is that about right, Jay?
Yeah, sounds good.